Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. Lindsay.
Yes.
I am so excited that Coach John Fox is here, but I just have one question.
What is it, Double A?
What does the fox say? Ding, 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 ding.
If I could count how many times I've heard that since John Fox got hired in Chicago, I can't count on all my fingers, all my toes, how many times I've heard that. Oh, boy. Chicago Bears Network's Jeff Joniak sat down with new Bears head coach John Fox. Check it out.
You're now a Chicago Bear, and it's your third head coaching job, which in this league is very rare.
I've been blessed to have a good beginning. I'm really excited and anxious to start this new chapter, and I can't think of a better organization than to start with the Chicago Bears.
What hooked you?
I think just a storied franchise. I've been blessed to be in Pittsburgh, New York Giants, a very similar feel when I walked in to talk with Ted Phillips and Ryan Pace and George McCaskey. I actually remember Virginia McCaskey presenting our 03 Halas Trophy in the Philadelphia Eagles locker room. So just great respect. I like the old guard approach. I like what they represent, and I'd love to get this city and team back to championships.
Well, as you know from being in the league a long time, being a football fan since age 11, this town is unique in that regard. It is a Bears town through and through. Do you embrace that? Do you love the idea that of a passionate fan base?
No doubt. I mean, it's a huge home field advantage. But that passion I felt coming, Ryan and I both did, coming into the airport the other night. People are excited. They really care about their team. You know, people might compare this to maybe even New York, but it's the Yankees. Here in Chicago, it's the Bears.
For a guy who grew up a Lombardi Packer fan, weird. I know you changed allegiances, but, right. You know, when you were a kid growing up in Virginia, you loved the Lombardi Packers, and that was big for you.
Why? Well, a lot of that had to do with my first competitive year of football. I was 11, and we were the Plaza Packers,
okay. And
our colors were green. So that dwindled quickly. But I do respect the great tradition and rivalry of this division. I'm excited about that. It all starts in, you know, being competitive and win your division. And we've been successful at that in the past.
No kidding. I mean, what, you don't lose in the division. I mean, my goodness, you win 12 straight division games? And you win on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, why? What's the key to that? What do you do to your football team to be able to play that way?
Really, this league, and to me, any business is, you know, evaluating and selecting the best human talent available. And that's, you know, from ownership on down, talking about coaches, I'm talking about players, I'm talking about the equipment man, everybody that has their hands on the football team. And then motivating them to be the best they can be every day. It's a people business, and I think that's the secret of success.
Do you see a vision for your team? Is it what we come to expect with Foxball or John Fox football teams?
It's a combative game. I don't like calling it violent because that's a whole different thing. But it's competitive. It's combative. It's a tough sport. I think it starts up front, whether O-line and D-line, if you can master that. And then the toughness it takes to play the game. And not just physical toughness, the mental toughness. And, you know, I think that's where it starts because you want to be doing it harder and longer than the opponent, and to get guys to that point is special.
Well, I mean, you run the football and stop on the run are two hallmarks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've said that so much it's boring to say. I think, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, I've been a defensive coach all my life. I know the tradition here, Monsters of the Midway. Just to be sitting here in the same position as George Halas, I mean, what an honor.
Well, you have had glowing endorsements from players across the league that have been touched by you. And you started, 36 years old back in 1989, trying to get men to follow you at the NFL level. Has it changed at all? Have you noticed the decades go by and how you approach players or how you need to approach players, or do you do it your way?
Well, I think aside from stuff like this, all right,
1989, pretty amazing,
yeah, we weren't doing this. But I think on the grass, between the lines, it's still the same, all right? Guys are doing it year-round. It's gotten a little bigger, stronger, faster, but the principles of the game, just like the principles of life, they don't change much.
Did you have questions about this organization that you needed to have answered to make you feel comfortable coming here?
Not many. You know, I think I'd witnessed similar types of franchises, you know, not billion-dollar owners that bought teams, people that have grown with their team, and it's part of their life and part of them, their soul. And I saw that instantly, you know, when I talked to George McCaskey, you know, and I talked to Ted Phillips, who's been here a very long time. And Ernie, of course, he was in the consulting part of it, who I've known for many years, have great respect, and, you know, just admired them to have the sense to do that. I mean, I think, you know, I like more of a team effort on things and people you trust, and it's more we. So it was just a great process. I had a great feel, and I'm glad they chose me.
How do you balance the win-now mentality of the league and the fan base with what Ryan Pace wants, sustained success?
Well, I think it's been win from now on since I've gotten this in this profession. And it's a huge challenge. It takes uniting people, all right, in a building. But that's the great challenge, and that's the great feel for when you do reach that success. And we'll get there. There's no time frame. There's no measuring stick. It's just getting better each day. And if you can keep that mindset and that mantra, you'll get there.
Lindsay, Jeff Joniak did a great job with that interview, as always.
He did.
But you know what I want to know?
What?
What does a fox
say? We have to take a quick break. Up next, no more.